Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Chal Daf Chof Dalet in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Chof Gimel with base towards the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah mentioned that a person has a iso, a dough which is tame, and he wants to do a fresh chala from a dough which is tar. How will he connect the dough which is tar and the dough which is tame? We know that when you do a frush, it needs to be min ha-mukof. Mukof means near each other. So it needs to be touching each other. So what do you do? So Ablezer says you can do it by having less than a kabetzo in between the tome and the tar. Chacham say you cannot do it. Says the Gemara now. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Keitzad iso tehoyu rovi isa tmeru v'chule. The quote for Ablezer suggests to do. Says the Gemara. V'hina bais mitztarif. Why do they need to be touching each other? If they're in the same house, the tum and the tar, that makes it mukaf, that makes it near each other. The house puts them together. Says the Gemara of Chodal and Mudalef. Dover shu makbid al taruvosoi, ain a bait mitztarif. Fesheim makbid al taruvosoi, ha bait mitztarif. Something he cares about, they should not touch each other. So even though they're in the same house, they don't join together. But if I have two pieces of dough, he the owner does not mind to put them together. It just happens to be they're separated. If they're in the same house, they're considered to be mukaf. Says the Gemara, Isa Tmeyov, Isa Tayuo, also Kedova Shu Makbil Taruvasoi. When you have Tome and Tar, so it's considered to be, he doesn't want it to be together. He doesn't want the Tar to become Tome. Adds the Gemara, when you're using the Girsun, the way it's brought down here in our Gemaras, Beiso Tchilo, Al Beiso Shnio, Ein Lesheni Magret Zatevel. That's all if the Iso is Rishon Letumo. The higher level of tumo, because that tumo, if it touches the iso, in other words, if I have a rishon tumo touching a iso tayu, it will make a tummy, if it's tevel. But if we're talking about sheni tumo, aval be iso shniyo and the sheni magetz tevel, the sheni is not a problem, because before that fashas chalo, the dough is considered to be tevel, meaning it's not yet chalo. So then, if the tar and the tummy touch each other, the tummy won't make the tar tummy because it's only sheni l'tumo. And as Reb Chaim points out, this mandarma holds that the tevel has a din not of trumo, but of chulin. Chulin doesn't become tummy from the secondary level of tumo, only from the first level of tumo. So therefore, this whole issue with the house and how to have and having to touch each other, it's only if we talk about rish l'tumo. By sheni l'tumo, the house can join them together. Kedushas Gemara says like this: Tani Rabbi Loi Oimer Mishum Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says an Imer Rabbi Lezer. In other words, the way Rabbi Lezer holds that you could do the truma that we mentioned, you could do truma chala that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that you have less than a beitz in the mill. Because a similar thing, Tormi min haTorah la Tomim Belach. You could do the same idea of truma, and that will also apply to chala, but by lach you don't have so much chala. So we're talking about liquid. When I want to do truma of liquid, it also works. How will that work? Gemara explains. Ketzad. Kovash zeisi betumo. Meaning, he grind olives, they're tummy. So now he has in this place, some olives together with oil. You have to take truma out of them. Vum v'kesh to turma v'taro. He wants to make truma toyo. What should he do? Mevi mashpech, he brings a funnel. Sheim befiv kabeitzo. Doesn't have in the end of it kabeitzo. The hole of the funnel is less like a beitzo. He fills it with olives, says the Reb Chaim, not olives, mamish, olives that are a little bit grind, so it's olives together with oil. He puts it on top of the barrel. So what does he have? What do you gain? You have the bottom olives, a little bit of oil, less like a beitzo, because the hole of the funnel is less like a beitzo, touching the tummy. So even though that bottom becomes tummy, but it doesn't spread to him because it's less a kabetza. Says the Gemara, Lamali pochas with kabetza. Why do I have to have less kabetza in the hole? Fill kabetza, la pirum inun. Even if the hole is greater than a betza, but it's many small olives, the olives are less a kabetza. So if I have three small olives in the bottom of the funnel and they become tummy, they're not going to spread the tumor because each one of them is less a kabetza. Says the Gemara, Shalul Tamu Zaysim Arabi. You're right, we could have more, but I want to do the minimal amount of tumo. So I do less than kabetzo in the funnel. It touches the olives in the bottom, which are tummy. Now it's touching it, whatever is above in the funnel, is considered to be tor, touching the tame, and you can make truma out of it. It's considered to be mina mukaf. Omuloi, en lecha kori lach ele yayin v'shemen bilvat. So the way Reb Chaim explains this is the Gemara now is shifting and saying this works even according to Rabbanan. We spoke now according to Abelezer when we want to connect tame and tor. What do you do? Chaim said you can't connect tame and tor. So the Gemara, that's only when it's dry. But if it's lach, if it's liquid, so then there is a way that even Rabbanan will agree that you can make truma from tor and tame. And why is that so? So that's what the Gemara just said now. The only things which are liquid, that we talk about liquid, is wine and oil. These are the only cases that you could do it. Why? So as the Gemara is going to explain, because I can do the truma even if it's not touching. Usually mukav means it has to be touching. Rabbi doesn't say, if you have to touch them, we can't allow you to touch tome and tor. As the Rabbi Chaim explains here, with choshesh, that maybe he will be scared and he won't really touch them, won't be in a mukav. But in oil and wine, you don't have to have them touching. So therefore, you could do it even mina Torah latame. Why not? Explains the Gemara. Hey, Chavida, what will be the case how you make Torah latame? Sitting with the Chodal on base, Koy Rahachas the Shtei Boyrus, or Shtei Koyrus the Borechot. So what it brings that either we talk about you have two pits that has oil inside, and on top of the pit, you have one big beam that with that you press either the olives or the grapes. So that beam connects it together. So even though it's two different pits, one is tor, one is tame, as long as you have one beam on top, you're okay. So that's why it's considered to be mukaf, even though they're not touching. Or there's another option. You have shtei koros the borechot, you have two beams in one pit. So how does that help? If I have one pit, so everything will be touching each other, they all become tame. The pshat is like this. He was planning to use one pit. And then he decided to divide them into two different pits. But because originally it was supposed to be all in one pit, it's considered to be one tfiso, it's considered to be one bunch, and they're considered to be mukaf, connected to each other. So even though now they're two different pits, two different places, and one is tome, one is tar, they're considered to be min hamukaf. Says the Gemara, Omar Biyasi Baraboin, Ador the Tema, we speak here, they could do two more minute to Hoyo Latveyo. It's only Mishnitma, Misha Yishle, Umisha Kifo. Only once the process of the wine is finished. Yishle Kifo means you removed all the psoilus, all the pits and all the peels, you took them out, and now it's pure wine and it's ready to do Chuma. The process is finished. Shakranir the Toyo Metairo, in other words, before it became Tome, it was already ready to become Chuma. Then it became tame, so you see, you could do truma min hator ala tame. Avim nitma atshaloi shilo, v'atshaloi kifo, loy bedoho. But even before you remove the psoilus, so it's not yet ready to become truma, because the process didn't finish, loy bedoho, then you don't say that you could do truma min hator ala tame. Rab Tavi, Rab Shaya, Bishab Yanai, halocha, Rabbi Eliezer. We pass like Rabbi Eliezer, you could do truma, you could do chalo, from tor and tame, if you have the baits in between. Another man knows that says like a blazer. Ravuno b'shov chanino ain't like a blazer. Ravuno says no, we don't pass like a blazer. Abayzi b'aboy neviu d'vim shem shmuel ain't like a blazer. Another shito that says ain't like a blazer. So it's two that say halacha, two that say ain't halacha. Also uvdo using your b'chayin's gear so kamei of Amy, they came in front of Amy to ask him what to do. V'lo yoyim. You don't want to pass him. Why? On my tartir, kol kabit treinun. It's two against two. Two that say halacha, two that say na halacha. So I don't know how to pass him. I'm related to Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Nachman. He says, yeah, 1 second. Rabbi Yitzchak Barav Nachman, he also passed him halacha kevlazer. And he is one of the big gedolim. So he should be, you could be able to rely on him. Afilu ken lo yoyri. But at the end of the day, it's still two against two. And therefore, he didn't pass him if we pass him like a kevlazer or not. This is the end of the second parak of Maseches Chalo, Hadron Aloch Peres Chutz Loretz, Hadron Aloch Peres Chutz Loretz Be'ezer Hashem, and with this we conclude Yoshami Chalo Daf Chov Dalet.